Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work them in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, I got you now. Good morning.
Okay, great. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fine. Certainly a hard-fought battle between two top 15 ranked teams at Villanova on Saturday. You guys come up a little short, 19-14, as you've gone back and looked at that one. Give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, as you said, it was hard-fought battle, as we knew it was going to be. They came in and really give Elon's coaching staff and obviously their players credit for coming in and probably performing at a more consistent level than we were able to do. We shot ourselves in the foot a little bit offensively, and we're playing a lot of young guys on that side of the ball, and you know, we're just lacking in consistency, and a couple times got ourselves in long yardage situations, and we just don't have enough firepower right now to overcome. I think we had three times where we either got the first down or gained significant yardage on first down and then got called for a penalty. So now a second and two or a first and 10 goes back to first and 20. We're just not consistent enough to overcome those situations. But again, Elon came in and did a great job defending us. And obviously Davis Cheek is on fire right now the last 2 weeks throwing the football.
Offensively, Kyle McCloskey makes his first start at quarterback for you, and I know you talked about the inconsistency, but not a bad game, 137 yards, a couple of touchdowns passing, and 65 yards on the ground. As you've gone back and looked at his performance, how do you feel like he played?
Kyle did a nice job. You know, it's the he's going to give you everything he has. He's a competitor. He's a winner. He's tough. You know, he ran the ball in some scramble situations and then picked up some first downs for us in some short yardage situations. So Kyle's, you know, we're real pleased with Kyle. We just got to get him more work, more reps, more opportunities to, you know, be able to know where to go with the ball, whether they rotate coverage or they're, you know, bringing some pressure. And, you know, sometimes he's maybe not looking at the side he should be looking right away. And that just comes with time and experience. And, you know, but Kyle did a good job in his first start. You know, I really have no qualms, and we as a staff have no qualms with, you know, how Kyle went in there and competed.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Eric Watkins with BUSports.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. First was, could you discuss your how satisfied or unsatisfied you were with your pass rush for during the game, and what do you view as your keys for your upcoming game against Richmond?
Well, Elon did a great job, you know, protecting their quarterback, and, you know, with a three-man down front, it's hard to get pressure when you're only rushing three, so you got to add some pressure with some blitzes and things like that. And we didn't get to him enough. We didn't make him uncomfortable enough in the pocket, so that's something we'll have to work on moving forward. To answer your second question against Richmond, because, you know, Elon coming into our game, maybe prior to their game against Rhode Island and then obviously our game, they were more running the ball than Richmond attempts to do. So we're going to face another really good passer in Kyle Lauletta this week against Richmond, who's obviously leading the conference in passing offense, and Kyle individually and the team collectively. So we're going to have to find a way to get pressure and make him a little more uncomfortable than we were able to do this past week against Davis Cheek.
Thank you, Coach.
And your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Hi. Talk about Richmond's defense. I saw him 2 weeks ago against you know, Delaware up there in Newark. They're good against the pass, but they're not good against the run. So is that something that you guys are going to see during practice this week, getting ready for Richmond?
Well, we're trying to, you know, as always, have a balanced attack. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to throw the ball and, you know, hit some open receivers down the field. So I haven't really looked at Richmond enough to give you my own personal assessment. Our coaches are in the process of breaking all that down yesterday and obviously this morning. So, you know, we're going to go in and try to game plan the way we always do. We're going to try to have as balanced attack as we possibly can. We're not good enough, nor do we want to be a one-dimensional team where you're going to run a lot more than throw or vice versa. So, you know, we're going to study their defense and obviously try to come up with the best game plan we can to go in there, and if they have any weaknesses, exploit some of those. And, you know, try to just make sure that we're worried about how we're executing our game plan and going into Richmond and, you know, hopefully hanging on the football. The turnovers are always a key to that as well.
And talk about your quarterback. How's he doing since I saw you guys against Towson? Is he improving each week, getting better and better?
Well, we made a switch. We have a true freshman who made his first start this past weekend, Kyle McCloskey. So we're going to stay with Kyle. And, you know, Jack is the guy who's – Jack, the one you mentioned at Towson, Jack Shetlick. He's the guy that also is getting reps in practice, you know, just in case, see what happens with Kyle. But, yeah, we were forced to make a switch against James Madison a couple weeks ago. So we have a different guy in there now than you saw at Towson.
Well, good luck this week in practice.
Appreciate that.
Mark, you're defensively, Elon's able to put up 474 yards, which is, you know, I think the most that you guys have allowed. And you mentioned what a great job Davis Cheek did, but they were also able to run the ball. What were they able to do so effectively?
Well, it really was their pass game and their field position, I would say. And Davis probably missed a couple passes that he'd like to have back. We intercepted one that was tipped off of their receiver's hands and got in the air, and that gave us a short field for our first touchdown. And then they were in a great position to put more points on the board, and we intercepted one in the end zone also. So those are a couple other opportunities that they missed on. They ended up running the ball for over 100 yards against us for the first time this year, but that came down in the last possession of the game. They had a third and short, and they popped one for 16, and then they had another 16-yarder. So if you took those 32 yards away, you know, they probably would have been under 100 again against us. So our run defense has still been very strong. They were effective passing the ball. You know, Davis was comfortable in the pocket. He got the ball out quick and a lot of their RPO stuff. You know, we missed a few tackles, so, you know, maybe a 4, 5, 6 yard gain turned into first downs when they would gain the 12 yards. And they made some big plays. And he did a great job running their offense and exploiting our defense from a passing perspective. So, you know, and unfortunately, we weren't able to overcome some of those penalties, and we gave them some pretty good field position, especially in the fourth quarter. Their two drives for their touchdown, and then we held them to a field goal. One of them started on our 44-yard line, so they only had half a field to go with. So, but they executed well, both offensively and defensively, and came in here and, you know, got the victory.
As you touched on, you're going to see another pretty accomplished passer this week in Kyle Lauletta, and he's a guy that I know you're very familiar with over the years. What makes him so difficult to stop?
Oh, Kyle just has such a great understanding of what they're trying to do, and I know they got a new coaching staff in here, but he's a veteran now. You know, unlike Davis, you know, if there's a hotter quarterback that's throwing the ball than Davis Cheek right now, I'd like to see that guy. But Kyle is just so experienced. You know, he's bigger. He swings the ball around. He knows where to go with the football. He's just a real headsy guy. He and Brian Shore, you know, are the guys that have been just doing it in this league for so long. So, you know, he knows where to go, and he's got really good, talented wide receivers, and they do a great job protecting them. So, you know, we're going to have to do a better job defending the pass this week than we did this past weekend for sure.
And before I let you go, going back to your offense, Aaron Forbes ended up with 143 all-purpose yards and actually was your leading receiver along with running the ball. With some of the injuries that you've had on that side of the ball, is it a case where you're trying to get the ball in his hands as much as you can?
I think we were planning on doing that a little bit more so in the run game. We still didn't run enough plays. We didn't stay on the field long enough. You know, I think we only had 54 total offensive plays, which is not enough. But, yeah, Aaron's our experienced guy in offense, really, you know, with Torres Phillips and Jarrett McClinton in the wide receiver position. So we're trying to lean on Aaron a little more, get him a little more touches, you know, and some of the passes that he got, you know, the one for the touchdown, that was obviously a planned play to him. But some of the other ones were, you know, just check down throws that Kyle maybe got flushed a little bit and just tried to, you know, make a play and bring it down to Aaron and hopefully throw it short and have him maybe run long. But, you know, Aaron's a guy that has the experience. We're so young over there on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, we're just trying to go to some guys, as you mentioned, to put the ball in the hands of hopefully guys that can make some plays for us. And Aaron did a decent job when we asked him to do that.
All right, Mark. Thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.